Yeah, we're back, and this time there's fucking audio. Welcome back to the show, y'all.
Bro, you sound funny on my end. I know stream sounds funny, but goddamn.
If I sound funny, it's because I am funny. Looking. Yeah, baby. Anyways.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the stream, y'all. It's the wonderful Chilla Vanilla Podcast. Of course, I'm Chilla. That's that boy Vanilla. And I'm going to need you to fire off them pluggables before we get started.
Oh, you know, the usual. Twitch.tv/ChillVanilla5 live every Wednesday, 7:30. In like a few weeks, we'll not be live for a little bit because Jackass has to do medical stuff. But, you know, YouTube, just look us up, Chill Vanilla Podcast. We post everything after the streams there for video, audio versions, anchor.fm/ChillVanilla5. You can find Apple Podcasts, Spotify, a couple other places. So
pretty much everywhere.
Like, subscribe, follow, depending on what platform you're listening slash watching on, and chill with your boys.
Indeed. Yep. All right. So this week we are going over, drumroll, Kaguya-sama, Love is War. Finally fucking watching this goddamn show. I don't know if I mentioned before that Sloan made it a point of duty for the past like fucking 2 years to be like, hey bro, you should check out Kaguya-sama. It's dope as fuck. And I'm like, all right, cool, fine, I'll fucking watch it. So yeah, he was right. It's dope as fuck. So that's a preview as far as how I feel about the show. But yeah, we'll definitely get into that shit. Let's see here. We should do the synopsis this week. You should, because I normally do, even though you did it last week.
Did I do the synopsis last week?
Kind of. You fucked it up.
Actually, I don't know if I did, because nobody could hear you.
Yeah, you did, so. But nobody heard me ask you to do the synopsis, so there's that.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
It's a quick one. It's literally just two high school kids. They're really smart, because they're in student council in Japan, and basically they like each other, and the whole premise of the show is neither one of them want to be the first ones to admit their feelings, and they're trying to get the other one to admit it, and that's the show.
And fucking hilarity ensues in the process. This is such a fucking good show. That's all. Again, I'm starting it off with some pretty strong previews here as far as my feelings on this bitch. Well, yeah, anyways, because you already know that I think spoiler it's a good show, yeah, I'm going to go on ahead and, yeah, definitely spoiler warning. I'm going to go on ahead and give my rating, and it's a 4 out of 5, no, or 4 out of 10. There we go.
What'd you say,
bitch? It's a 4 out of 10. It's all right, so now that we got that out of the way, I'm kidding. I'm totally fucking kidding.
I was like, what
the? You're like, what the fuck?
You sound like a robot on my end, so I was making sure I'd heard that correctly.
Because your ears are broken.
Something.
But yeah, I'll go ahead and get into, I'll get an animation first, because I like the animation in the show. It's really good. It ties into like the wacky nature of the characters, as far as when they're not trying to be all steely and serious and cold-eyed and all that shit. It's really fucking great. The emotions are shown very well. It's a very high color show, I guess you could say. Got a nice color palette. Where it's kind of, I mean, standard school shit, but like Fujiwara, like with her pink hair and like very blue eyes, like it's very clear that like she's supposed to be the bubbly character. But yeah, she's fucking hilarious. I love her so much. She's awesome. the animation itself is really fluid. I like whenever they, of course, show them cut away and like, oh my god, I can't believe that I said that. It's so dumb. Like standard high school shit. It's so fucking good. But yeah, there's nearly not much to say about the animation other than that it's pretty solid. The show's not very old. It's only, I think, maybe 3 or 4 years old as far as from the airing of season one. So I would hope it would be good. Put it that way. Like, and also they have a pretty damn good budget for it, because man, it's solid.
Yeah, I'll cover just animation, kind of same thing. I like you said, all the cutaways where they like change how they animate it, and like all the, like they do a good job doing all the emotional stuff. And the it reminds me of Nietzsche Jiao almost, where it's like all the over exaggerated like cutaway emotions of everyone in their head and shit.
Yeah, Nietzsche Jiao, fucking Konosuba, similar like feel of like whenever they cut away or whenever like certain reactions happen, and it's just over the top. Like, it's fucking great. Speaking of over the top reactions, the characters are phenomenal. Like, the poor yet really smart kid, being the student council president, perfect. And then of course
he's more powerful than the Japanese government.
Yeah, exactly. I love the meme. Then you have Kaguya herself. Who's, I despised her from the very beginning. Like, I was like, ugh, I don't like her at all. And then it starts cutting away to her, like, being a normal teen girl. And I'm like, oh, okay, it makes sense. Like,
my favorite part is how that Ishigami kid, the
oh, my
little,
fucking,
like,
the treasurer, nerd, yeah.
How he's scared as shit of her. Cause she is.
The episode, oh my fucking god, the episode where he's sitting there and he's talking about them like, oh yeah, it makes sense why she's an archery club and all that shit. I was like, no.
Cause she has a short, a small chest, and then,
oh,
and then
my
he cuts
God.
Over like, and Fujiwara, she's like, that would hit hers right away.
Yeah. It's like someone like Fujiwara tried to join the archery club, she'd have a bit of a problem. I was like, oh my god, no, you're gonna die, bro. Like,
well, and my favorite part of that whole scene, I'm glad you brought it up, is because it's like that, where she's like wrapping the piece of paper to like beat him with, and then she finishes it, and she's like, and then starts just beating the shit out of him. Like all happy and excited, like a puppy with her toy, and then just
beat the dog shit out of him with it. Oh, it's too good. Yeah, there's a lot of random episodes, or parts of episodes that are just, Emily was like, what the fuck are you laughing at? What are you watching? That's so funny. And I was like, no, you have to watch the show. I love you so much. You must watch this. Like, but yeah,
you've got to be paying attention the whole time.
Yes.
Everything's so quick and like subtle half the time that it's like,
yeah, exactly.
You won't know what's going on if you look up for 10 seconds.
Yeah. Kaguya laughing at the word wiener.
Oh, exactly.
Fucking cry laughing. I was like, god damn it. Shit. Yeah. The Fujiwara knowing fluent French. And he's like, what the fuck? Why am I the only one that knows French? Like, just it's this random shit like that. Like, that kind of adds layers to these characters.
How, like, dumb she is.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, my mom saw fit that whenever I was a kid. Yeah, because her mom's a diplomat or whatever. So she's like, yeah, my mom saw fit when I was a child to cram as many languages into my head as possible. So, of course, she's fluent in, like, God knows how many languages. But she's also an airhead. Yeah, being like, oh, no. They're going to know. They're going to find out about me. What's going to happen if everybody finds out that I don't speak French? Oh, my God. Can you believe the little cutaways that he has imagining, like, how people think about him? It's fucking great.
Well, yeah, and one of my favorite things, like, little running jokes throughout the show is where Ishigami was like, always like, I'm gonna go home and die now after he embarrasses himself. And then Mikui's like, but don't actually die.
Yeah. Excuse me, Prez, I'm gonna go on ahead and I'm gonna go home and write my will. I was like, god damn it. Shit. I love his character too, just because he's so night and day in certain scenes. So, like, he'll be, like, super, like, shut off and, like, in the corner in some instances. And then in others, like, he's all like, yeah! Like, whenever both of them were talking to the respective people about each other, but, like, hypothetically.
Oh,
yeah.
About how they were mad at each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so he's all, like, super enthusiastic about it. Like, it's because all women are evil, basically.
That pisses me off.
That pisses me off. Oh my god. Yeah, I love his character just because it's super hot and cold. Like, when he wants to be actually interacting with people and when he's just like, please don't talk to me or, like, look in my general direction. The character development between Kaguya and Miku, Mikugi, Miyuki? Miyuki, there we go. I always fuck his shit up. The entire time I was watching it. Trying to remember their names.
Well, I was just, he was called President, so.
Yeah, Prez, exactly. Yeah. So I was like, fuck. But yeah, their character development from being like these, these two like very stoic, oh, we're better than everybody characters, basically, to them devolving into like just standard issue teenagers in love, like, but incredibly smart standard issue teenagers in love. So they're fucking with each other the whole time.
Well, what's funny is they're so smart, but then they're so obliviously stupid.
Exactly.
Half the time to like some of the cues and like Miyuki driving off in the typhoon with his bike instead of taking a ride, and like they just go extreme to get to try and plan and get their way, like them planting things,
the
like
fucking weather, Ioga, the umbrellas,
planting those tickets and shit, and yeah.
Oh, the umbrella, the shit with the umbrellas was phenomenal. I was like, no.
And of course, Fujiwara comes and fucks it all up, like
every time,
everything.
I love it when she goes, finally, the agent of chaos has disappeared.
Yeah.
Every time she's like right there and she's about to get
love
him.
Or yeah. Whatever the hell.
Needless to say, all the characters are really fucking dope in the show. The story itself it's straightforward. It's a slice of life. It's a rom-com slice of life. And it's just a really well fucking done rom-com slice of life. I love the narrator. I watched it dubbed. Surprising. That's two that I watch it dubbed now. I watched it dubbed. Geez. I know.
You're going to the dark side.
I don't know what's happening to me. I'm changing. Yeah, I watched it dubbed.
Sorry,
and the
tasteful joke.
And the narrator in English had me fucking cry laughing, dude. Like,
narrator in both.
So
if you say the English one's good, the other one's the.
I watched the first. I think I watched the first like three or four episodes subbed. And the narrator had me cracking up, and then I swapped it to English, and I was like, they're not gonna be able to maintain this the exact same fucking hilarity. Like,
well, does, yeah, and
whenever, anytime, anytime that her mate is fucking great. I'm gonna be gone for about 3 hours. Don't need anything inappropriate. By the way, this room is soundproof.
when she brought him into when he came to give her stuff when she was Kaguya was sick, and then.
By the way, this room is soundproof. Fucking, nobody's gonna swing by in those 3 hours. But yeah, don't do anything inappropriate. I'm like, god damn
it. He ends up passing out in her fucking bed because she pulls him in while she's sick, and then wakes up and starts beating the shit out of him.
Like, I love it because it's like it's true to form for a slice of life where it's probably gonna be like the fucking third season before they like hold hands or some shit.
Which is funny and ironic because of all the love advice they were being asked to give.
Exactly.
The show.
Bro, my man telling homeboy to get a job and work for 40 days to get a cab so he could fucking drive out to the beach and watch the sunset and bump her hand. I was like, no, that's so extra.
It's too much work for him.
Oh my god. Yeah, the complete just lack of like dating knowledge, basic human cues and social cues and shit, because they're so like wrapped up in their successful like intelligence.
Well, like the episode where where Kaguya didn't know how to use Twitter.
Yeah.
And the maid was trying, she's like, I got banned on Twitter. And it was just because Miyuki had a private account.
Yeah.
I was like,
it's fucking ridiculous.
It's like she's the young one, the teenager, and doesn't know how to use social media.
Not only that, she has a fucking old ass flip phone from like 2000. Yeah, it's fucking great. I love it.
I mean, there's not a lot of detail. It's so many like it's kind of like Nichijou where it's like it's all short clips and there's
it's kind of like an anthology,
but then
yeah.
Not really.
Like you have like a general line storyline that's being followed. Like obviously the end goal of the story is that we want them to get together, right? That's the end goal. There's a lot of random high school shit.
Bit of progress.
Yeah, you know, but like there's a bunch of little like
fireworks.
Yeah, the fireworks thing. But yeah, there's a bunch of little events that like both hinder and assist the progress towards that, obviously, because that's that's the whole point. Like, it's a rom-com, but like the moments of like random, like, please just use your brain. Like, you just kind of sit there and you get frustrated at them. Like, don't fucking say something. Jesus.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's so well written. It pulls out all those emotions. Like, it's going to, oh, they're finally going to make progress. And then some stupid shit
something
happens.
Dumb happens. And they completely misread it. And it's just this massive, like, you just sit there and you're like, I want to shake both of you. Like, yeah, the story isn't like this, like, super in-depth, you know, cerebral fucking narrative that's going on here. It's a standard issue rom-com. Again, it follows the standard fucking formula for rom-coms and anime and slice of life. Like, it's set in a high school, right? It's a rom-com, right? It's a slice of life because you get to see them do their everyday shit, right? But it just does it really fucking well. So it's not under anything super original, including the narrator and like kind of fourth wall breaking occasion every once in a blue moon is fucking great. Of course, I love that kind of shit. It adds to the comedy. Seeing characters completely out of their depth on something like dating advice is obviously comical. Seeing someone that's very like closed off and controlled and reserved as fucking Kaguya completely losing her shit over the word wiener. It's too good. Like, the first time she lost her shit, I had to pause the episode because I was cry laughing. Like, because it was so abrupt. There was no reason for it.
Well, yeah, and the whole show was, like you said, it's nothing, like, crazy new or original. Like, but it's so simple that it works.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they keep, most of the show is, like, in the student council room.
Yeah.
Like, they keep a lot of it there. That's where, like, most of it's placed, and they occasionally jump them out. But, and they have such a small, actual character base. Like, yeah. You've got the four student council members, and then you've got a basically few minor characters that pop in here and there. But they keep it, they did a really good job for how little characters there are and using very little space. As far as, like, they're not sitting there making them travel all over the place.
And, of course, telling, like, a coherent story. Remember, this is only a 12-episode season, so it's like...
Yeah.
It's like, holy shit, that's very well done for 12
episodes.
It feels
so detailed, but then at the same time, it's almost not.
Yeah.
To a certain degree.
It's like, it knows just where... They wrote it so well that it's like, just where the pacing needs to shift, it shifts. Just where you feel like it should shift, it may not. Or it may not shift the way that you think that it's going to, you know, stuff like that. So it's not, again, it's not super cerebral, but it is fun. They had fun with it, you can tell, because of the way that, like, the narrator's written, because of the way that it's, like, maybe they're pulling from, like, personal experiences as far as, like, the umbrella thing. That seems like a really specific thing, you know, like, somebody might have been in that situation. It's in a lot of the stuff that you see between Kaguya and fucking Prez, because I'm not gonna waste the time to keep trying to remember his name. What is it? Shinogame?
Which one are you talking about? Prez?
Oh, yeah, Prez.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, Miyuki Shirogane.
There we go. Shirogane.
Shirogane.
I only heard Miyuki like twice the entire show, so.
and the way they put it, like, you know how, like, a lot of people don't like anime because it's, like, over-exaggerated emotions and stuff and unrealistic emotions? Well, the way they portrayed it kind of being in their head,
yeah,
it fits it better as far as all the over-exaggerated emotions.
Yeah, instead of it being actually acted out by, like, that's the normal...
We do all the stuff in their head, but yeah, then really they're just standing there like shamefully in the corner.
Yeah, exactly.
All that stuff.
Or they have like good example is with the cat ears.
Oh,
the fucking
yes,
cat ears, you know.
Yeah.
So they're sitting like, there. And they're like, it's so cute. Like, he's flipping his shit at how cute she is. Oh man, and it's still trying to like plot and plan, like, no, because I can't show her that it's cute. Oh no, what if she takes a picture of me? That's extortion. She could use it way later on down the line. Huh, what do I do? Yeah. So meanwhile, she's over there trying to like look stern, but in her head she's doing the same. She's like, oh my god, he's so cute. Like, I gotta get a picture of this. Like, yeah. And so there's a good it's a well portrayed like juxtaposition between like who they're pretending to be or who they've been forced to act like, basically based on their intelligence, the pressure to maintain that air of like superiority, basically, but also being like, fuck this, I just want to be a normal teenage kid. Like her with the fireworks and generally like just being sad at the fact that she can't hang out with her friends. Like it's shit like that where you go, man, she has a heart. She's not this like cold pain in the ass character.
Well, yeah, because we get to see all their emotions and everything they're feeling, then we kind of get to know them better.
Yeah. Yeah, the...
Yeah, fireworks scene was good. I'm glad with that conclusion to the first season, because I was 100%. All right, thank God he actually pulled something off.
Yeah, cause... not only that, he did that shit clean as fuck, because, like, remember, he was sitting there, like, calculating out how much cap air was gonna be at one point in the series. So
it's like... Well, and the funny part is after like the end of that last episode, the funniest part was the him re-going through everything he said. Yes. That night. He's like, was that corny as shit? Damn it, she's gonna think it was pathetic. Like that's almost too real.
Every time he imagines her like looking down on him, I guess that is kind of cute. Like that shit is fucking phenomenal. Like, yes. Oh man, been there, been in that state of goddamn. Was I dumb? And then it had me sitting there thinking like, God, was I corny as fuck trying to be like suave whenever I was a teenager? Ah, damn, maybe I was. Oh, for sure. Like, that's kind of what it just evokes. It evoked that emotion, like, the entire time. I was like, God, was I a cornball? Was I that bad? Like, holy shit. But yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed the fuck out of this show. As far as first season, I definitely will continue watching. I think we'll the movie came out.
Later episodes.
Yeah, for sure. I think the movie came out this year or last year? Late last year or something like that? So that'll probably be, of course, obviously our finale on us covering Kaguya. But that's a few weeks out. So we got a pretty good amount of stuff as far as what we're going to cover with the non-live shows. Because I'm going to be, as stated previously, I'm going to be out. I got back surgery on April 11th. So trying to get some stuff out for y'all between now and then, both live YouTube and recorded. And yeah. Anchor, yeah, YouTube, Anchor, fucking the normal places. Yeah,
Twitch will be quiet for a little bit.
Yeah, Twitch will be kind of the might grow some cobwebs on that bitch for about a month or two, maybe. We'll see. Hopefully, I recover good. Hopefully, there aren't any complications. And yeah, but let's go ahead and push on to wrapping this bad boy up. What's your overall on this? Quick one. Oh yeah, for sure. Because I mean, it was.
Oh man,
it's short and sweet. It's to the point. It's great. It's an awesome show.
You got to watch it yourself to understand.
That's yeah.
Good animation, great story, simple formula, very effective. Good characters that you can get to like and care about. I feel like I'm being soft with this since we've restarted the show, but I mean, like I said about Mob Psycho season one, I've got like nothing bad to say, truly. And I think it's 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
Hey.
For what it is.
She got the dimey. That boy gave that the dimey.
We'll see what season two does, because I know Mob Psycho season two, I think I dropped it to like a 9.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because nobody died. That was your big thing. It was like nobody died, so...
But we got to do season 3 of that too.
Yes, yes, we do. That is.
In but the yeah, queue. 10 out of 10. Back on topic.
Yeah,
it's a really good show. Really quick, easy to consume.
I will agree. Great animation, great story, great execution of a very simple formula. Fucking perfect pacing, in my opinion. I can't think of a point in this show where I was like, okay, come on, like, it was just enjoyable, all around. I'm trying to think of something that would bump it from a 10, and I can't, so I'm gonna agree on that shit. It's a 10 out of 10, Chief.
I think that's the first one fucking double down on.
Yeah, that's a fucking banger of a show. I completely understand now why multiple people have been like, shut the fuck up, whatever you're watching, stop it and watch this damn show.
It gets the official good. Stamp of approval.
Hell yeah, fucking pew. There you go, that's the pew. Yeah,
amp animation.
We get do. We need to get that shit. Yeah, but that's really, really all I got on that one. It's worth the watch if you have some free time. You can kill off a few hours. You got nothing to do on a weekend. You're waiting on something. You're at the fucking airport, whatever. You know, get that shit going, bro. Thank you for the follow, Boomy. Yeah, that's definitely. That definitely should be on your queue if you haven't watched it. Or if you have a fat list of shit to watch, bump it up on your queue. Watch it, knock it out, enjoy it.
And then tell us how we're right.
Yeah, let us know why we're amazing and obviously 100% correct on these things. And in no way is our rating subjective whatsoever. But yeah, with that, we'll go on ahead and this is a quick episode, bro. Damn.
Yeah, that's okay. We had one last week too, because half the audio was gone.
But yeah, that's fucking great. Thanks to my computer for.
I'm not gonna let you live that one down.
I won't let myself live that one down. That was a pain in the ass. Thanks to my computer for restarting out of the fucking blue and updating without letting me know. And apparently that update threw off my audio settings. So
you know. You made it this far, thank you.
But yeah,
if you're on Twitch, obviously. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
If you're on YouTube, join us on Twitch. Live every Thursday, twitch.tv/Chillvanilla5. You can talk to us. We talk back.
We do talk back. Oh, yeah.
Anchor.fm/Chillvanilla for audio in case you're too busy that week. And
Show is on most podcasting platforms. If you are interested, go ahead, check it out. Search Chilla Vanilla Podcast. It should pop up. You search us in Google. It should pop up everywhere we're at. Or you can scan that nice little QR code that I made there.
Oh, yeah, we forgot the QR code.
Yeah, the fucking QR code. Yeah. I
failed.
You did. You failed. It's okay, though. Let me see if I can.
Sorry, I didn't feel as bad as you.
Hey, shut up. Look, first time. I'm redeeming myself. I got a first time point in the right direction for the shit. That's skills. But yeah, we'll see y'all. Mine's motherfuckers. Yeah, literally. We'll see y'all motherfuckers on the next one. Till then, take it easy. Later.